listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Shit is ill. My flow still will spill. Toxic, slick, the shock, sick, like electrocute. When I execute acutely over the rhythm on those that pollute, extra dosages is what I gotta get them. Got them mad and trembling. Cause I've been up in my lap of assembling missiles to bomb the enemy. Because they envy me and the making of my mad currency. Currently, I think we're in a state of an emergency. Cause niggas done sold their souls and now their souls is hollow. And I think they can't follow, they can't swallow the truth because it hurt. This is how I put it down, this is my earth, my turf. The worth of my birth is a billion. And you know what time it is, I'm gonna make a million. You know what time is it. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Tuesday now. Mm-hmm. Yep, brand new Tuesday edition of the Black Guy Who Tips Podcast. Of course, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher. Leave 5-star reviews. If we like them and they're nice, we'll read them on the air for our feedback episodes that we do every Saturday morning.
Right.
The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is sponsored. It's actually double sponsored. Okay, guys. Today's podcast is brought to you by Bevel. Mm-hmm. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out getbevel.com/TBGWT and you can get your first month free. That's getbevel.com/TBGWT. GETBEVEL.com/TBGWT. And of course, also brought to you by Adam and Eve. That's right, guys. It's time.
Everybody put your hands together.
That's right. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Adam and Eve is trying to get your panties wet. With this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Now through Valentine's Day, you can receive 50% off of just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com. You'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, sexy outfits, condoms, lubrication. I mean, those pillows that like you can use to ergonomically shift that ass in the right position. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's all on there. And they got a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll also receive a free romance kit. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something that you both can enjoy, plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. They also throw in free shipping on the entire order. That's easy, right? It shows up in a discreet package, and neighbors will never know. It's not like they wrap it in a dildo-shaped box, guys. It's just right there on your doorstep. Nobody has to be the wiser. Just go to AdamandEve.com for the special Valentine's Day or offer 50% off one item, free romance kit, free shipping when you put in code TBGWT. That's it. Put in TBGWT in the offer code box and you can get all that stuff at AdamandEve.com. Come on.
Cause I would never do anything to hurt you or mislead.
I can't tell if she was like cheating on him or just not paying attention to him.
Something's happening. I don't know.
Cause there's a lot of girl, you so tired of all this bullshit.
Ah, yes, that I'm doing.
Yeah, it sounds like they might be some fuckboys. Hold on. Deception and lies. They was lying. And then they talk about, but do you can believe me now this time for real, girl? Keep it, don't lie.
It was something either they were lying to each other or it was all on his side.
Yeah, what it's like how people think 90s R&B was full of simping and shit, but a lot you know, the part where the dude be talking at the end, a lot of that shit was full of like, girl, I never meant to hurt you the way I hurt you. I'm like, damn, what did he do?
That's what I be wanting to know. Even like, it's a whole background story that y'all skipped over without this goddamn singing.
Right. When I told you that baby wasn't mine.
Right.
I lied. Me and your sister did have that baby, but I love you, damn it. In the background, just like, meow.
I know, I did sleep with your mama.
Nobody does Mae Hugh anymore.
Not no more.
Nobody really even sings anymore. I mean,
nope.
But not in the R&B genre.
Right, groups are going away. Everybody's individual.
You be an old school nigga if you sang some about actual love now.
What?
You gotta sing some passive aggressive, like, how come you get mad when I don't text you type song.
You sing about love now, people act like something wrong with you for fucking loving a woman.
Yeah, you gotta like come to the show and threaten to take that nigga girl that paid all that money for her to go to the concert to see her favorite R&B star.
I know.
That's like the only way to be the man now. I'm gonna fuck your girl. Yes, you in the second row looking you in your eyes. Fuck that nigga that drove you here and paid for them tickets.
Right.
I'm just sitting up there like, really, nigga?
Right. In row C and D, yes, you.
Mm-hmm. Fuck all y'all girls. Like, how do you leave from that and be like, man, that was a good concert tonight. Woo! Mm-hmm. He really tore it up, didn't he? I thought he was really gonna fuck you. I thought, man.
Could've fooled me.
Mm-hmm. The part where he pulled his dick out and said, absolutely, yes, you. I'm gonna take your girl. Put it on camera. I thought that was a little too much.
That part, he called your whole telephone number. I don't know how this nigga have your real telephone number.
Yeah, he really gave. Now, that's how you put on the concert.
Right.
That Trey Songz fucked everybody in the second row. That's how. I mean, was you there at the concert when he fucked everybody in the second row? Oh, you missed out, dog. He fucked all the girls.
All of them. He's quoting their telephone numbers, mm-hmm. talking about their texts, tweeting them too.
Maybe that's what it is, dude.
Put it on Instagram.
Maybe if you're a dude and you into that kind of R&B, maybe you just kind of into some, like, some cuckold shit. You know? You just want to watch Trey Songz fuck your girl. Maybe the whole second row is full of hot women and then dudes with camcorders holding their dicks.
Ah!
Yeah, Trey Songz. Yeah. Give her that BBC. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Anyway.
Do it harder.
Yeah.
Fucking real good.
Yeah. You guys are really having sex.
I know. Them dudes are the worst.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
I didn't just film, dog.
Trying to watch your wife get violated by this black gentleman and you just keep talking. Right. You're messing everything up.
Interrupting, sir. Be quiet.
I don't want to know about your racial phobias.
Mm-mm.
I voted for Trump. Oh, yeah. Keep fucking her.
I'm not here for that.
Come on, buddy. Man, I just realized the Trump election probably fucked up the whole cuckold porn market. Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot of people that's not working together no more after that.
You know they not.
Mm. It's gonna plummet. The BBC stock market is plummeting.
Good, I'm tired of being the fucking number one thing every fucking porn site. You're like, get this shit out of here.
No. Sometimes I click on videos and it don't even be about that.
No, the title of the fool. You
it just be somebody's husband filming. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Don't you have a whole genre of this? Just keep it away from mine.
Right. You even get mad at him. Level your shit correctly, sir.
Right. I just wanted to see if this woman was going to pay this man her money or have sex with him. Next thing you know, her husband's filming things. I don't understand anymore.
Right. How did we get here?
And why is his penis out? Put your penis away, sir. Mm-mm. Cameraman just holds the camera.
That's his whole job.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a damn shame, really.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hope it does make it plummet, though, for real. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. get that shit, just like, number one trendy thing.
It is. It's going to plummet. Or it might go up. You know, taboo. You know how things get, you know, when things are the wildest in society, that's when people are the most curious and people watch the most videos. So maybe somebody should make a whole genre of porn about that. Mm-hmm. Just a whole bunch of... Trump supporting, like, Make America Great Again hat motherfuckers walking around telling people to have sex.
I guarantee you.
They probably can do that.
It's probably a genre right there right now. Probably a whole Donald
Yeah,
Trump
it probably genre. Is. I just don't know about it. I gotta put MAGA into the porn search engine, and then it's just gonna come back with a bunch of white dudes being like, yeah, fuck her, but I don't believe in your rights or your humanity. But yeah, go ahead, fuck my wife.
Right.
Good job.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if they let you say nigga on some of the porn sites. Some of them they do, some of them they don't, but.
Not in the title, but they in the audio. They probably will.
Right.
The question is, will a black dude that's fucking your wife let you call him a nigga? That's the question. And the answer is all too often yes.
Yes. And I've seen it by accident. I'm watching. And they be like, fuck me, nigga. I'm like, wait, you didn't tell me about this in the title. Now I gotta stop.
Make my dick go soft every time. Nope. Cause then you go from like watching it being excited, like, all right, these people have a swinging open relationship, to all of a sudden being like, wait a minute, man. Wait, brother, have some respect for yourself. Let me put my dick away and turn militant real quick. See, this is what's wrong with us as a people.
I know. Now you're making me the hotep for no reason.
Let me wipe this jizz off my thigh. See, this is why we can't have nothing. Our people can't go nowhere and do anything. I'm going to start a hashtag.
I know, because of niggas like you.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about.
And I blame the woman, the black woman, because everything her fault, even though she ain't nowhere in this video. You was raised by a black woman, so some way, shape, form, or fashion, it's a black woman's fault.
Okay, I don't know how we got over to this.
Because you got militant, and you know, that's the shit
that's,
they
no,
do.
No, that is not the same as being militant. Absolutely, that's being a hotel. And I don't know what kind of person is ashy when they jacking off, but I hope.
Somebody is.
It won't, definitely won't be me.
Somebody is.
All right.
Patron and everything. Mm-hmm. Fix that, people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. Time to get down, Karen.
There is something ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you want a funk, let me show you how. Do you want a funk with me? Do you want a funk with me?
All right.
I don't know anything past that. I don't know if it repeats or what. After that, I don't know nothing else but with the song.
Mm-hmm. Pakistan is about to include transgender people in their census. The United States still does not. So, just another area where we like to tout ourselves progressive, but we're not necessarily.
Oh, we're not progressive.
But yeah, they've ruled to include the label transgender as an option in the national census. At the same time, United States then President-elect Donald Trump, it was assembling the cabinet, largely people, mostly straight white men, opposed to LGBTQ rights.
Right.
No
Latinos. Like, the first time nobody from a Latino Mexican descent has been, for years, Republican, Democrat, everybody has had some form of representation. And he's like, nope, I'm going to make it white and a couple of black folks.
Pakistan has earned a reputation for being socially regressive, systematically marginalizing women and minorities. It was ranked second to last in the World Economic Forum's 2016 Gender Gap Index, worse than Syria. What's more, Pakistan remains one of the 74 countries where being gay is punishable by death.
Shit.
Yet their government chose to recognize transgender people in the census before the U.S. did, and it's an omission that shines a light on American institutionalized biases when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, man, if they can kill you, though, I'd be scared to mark that shit down.
A lot of people not gonna.
Yeah.
We still don't have any. I guess that might be a way to say we still don't have it, because nobody gonna fill that shit out.
Yeah.
Unless it's anonymous, and even then, most people are like, I still don't trust it.
We are glad that we will be counted, as will be other people. I'll miss Bobby, a transgender rights activist in Pakistan, told Reuters. Hope we get equal citizenship and equal status. Rashima Quatra, communications officer for the LGBTIQ organization Outright Action International, explained in a phone interview the court's decision was only a partial victory. In Pakistan, the ruling is especially wonderful because there's so much stigma for the trans population, but it's important to note, I don't think trans men can access trans recognition. Indeed, Pakistan's trans community, certainly the visible branch of it, is comprised almost exclusively of trans women. Quatra references the established social caste trans women have belonged to for hundreds of years, meaning the Spectrum Court's decision is a de facto victory for trans women alone. Here, people just don't know about trans men, Mani, a trans man in Pakistan, told the Huffington Post while describing that the enormous prejudices he faces. And if people do know about transgender, all they know is that it means we're Khawaja Siras. Khawaja Siras is the historical term for the Indian subcontinent's transgender women, more commonly referred to now as Khusra or Hijra. Hijras can be castrated, intersex, or transgender. They have been a publicly recognized stratum of South Asian societies for centuries. Historically, Hijras occupied a high social standing. They were revered in ancient Hindu scripture, and they had access to the royal court during the Mughal Empire, a Muslim dynasty from the 16th century to the 19th century. Hijras also functioned as guards to the monarch's harem. But British colonization of the Indian subcontinent in the mid-19th century brought with it repressive laws. As part of this new social order, the empire criminalized many aspects of the Hijra's life and culture. Damn, that's fucked up. And so began the marginalization of Hijras who have since lived in periphery. Even after British colonialism died, the damage had been done. While Hijras remain a fixture of South Asian culture, they have become second-class citizens within their own subculture. Today, they mostly make money by begging, performing, mostly dancing, and through sex work.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you go from revered to being like, all right, now you gotta basically hustle to survive. Bihar, a state in India, came up with a creative solution to the economic hardship many Hijras face. The state government at one point hired Hijras to embarrass tax evaders into paying up. Hijras would advance toward the targeted individual and dance and sing about paying taxes, a method that proved to be remarkably successful. Hijras received 4% of all paid taxes they persuaded people to pay. One, that is creative as shit. Two, who thought of that? Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, you hope that nobody like gets violent or anything, but
hey, like, we gonna dance around you and embarrass the hell out of you, and people's like, fuck it, I'll pay. I'm tired of y'all showing up at my front door.
Right. They just show up. Can you pay your bills? Can you pay your tax bill? Right. Maybe you need to chill. I don't think I know. You do.
They get a microphone and everything.
Right.
Maracas, tambourines, they got that whole band.
I mean, that's creative, man. Mm-hmm. I don't think we would ever do some shit like that. Can you imagine if you owe taxes and then just like basically transgender people had to come up and start dancing? Like, it seemed like, I guess they just depend on the closed-mindedness of the people. Cause like, you know what I mean? Cause I mean, I guess if it wasn't a big deal, it's like, oh shit, this is my jam, girl, turn that up. Let's do it.
They might join you, girl. I know I owe these taxes.
Right. Shit, I know I owe some taxes. Shit. Trying to get something to eat with me? I ain't paying them taxes. Mm-mm. But I guess
y'all know y'all waste y'all time.
I guess it works. Public embarrassment. But yeah, that still seems something kind of fucked up about that. Right. Given how entrenched the Hijra culture is in South Asian society, the decision of the Pakistan Supreme Court to count Hijras in the census is perhaps not so surprising. While they have generally been discriminated against, there is growing support for the affording the community equal rights. The tide in Pakistan is slowly shifting. They should always have been included. 56-year-old Pakistani Anza Ramutala, I think that's how you pronounce that, said in a phone interview, they have a right to be included in society. They didn't choose to be born this way, and I don't believe it contradicts anything in Islam to give them human dignity. So yeah, they got included, man. Good for them. And yeah, it does say a lot that we still don't know how many transgender people are in the United States, because we have not even given a method to be able to count. American mom shocked to find lesbianism listed as a medical problem on a result sheet after visiting her North Carolina doctor. Oh, girl, you got the lesbianism. I don't know.
It's like catching a fucking cold.
I guess so. Oh, get the vaccine. A North Carolina woman was shocked to find lesbianism listed as a problem on her medical history. Christina Rodriguez, 29, went to give some blood work, done at Lake Park Family Practice in Indian Trail, about 15 miles southeast of Charlotte, and found a bizarre listing where she received her results. On multiple pages of documents, the mother too found lesbianism listed under the subheading problem list.
Ah! What? My problem is that I'm black. I mean, since we just can put anything now.
Niggernism.
Ah!
I was just shocked. It was listed with other previous conditions that have been resolved. I guess my lesbianism is not resolved, seeing as though I'm married to a woman. The 29-year-old went on to say she had never heard of anything like this happening before and decided to reach out to the practice, find out why I was listed. I can honestly say I've just been surrounded by support all my life. I've never experienced this. We baptize our sons in the Catholic Church. No one better than I, she said. I guess her church is woke. Mm-hmm. Yep. Problem list. Anemia, lesbianism, situational anxiety.
Ha ha!
To see it in a doctor's office is incredibly shocking. The secretary said she told me she was sorry and would make a note of it. That didn't seem good enough, so I got a bit upset and decided to share it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She added, I'm glad that this has shed some light upon it because I'm really comfortable and confident about who I am. But for people who are younger and struggling with things, it could be very bad. It's just not okay.
Right.
The word honesty was just comical. Who knew that was a diagnosis? But to listed as a problem is what really got to me. The young mom said the doctor, who she has visited for most of her life since has called to apologize and said he listed lesbianism on her chart in an attempt to protect her. Maybe he did. I don't know. He had malicious intent or anything, but he explained it to me that he was protecting me from calling my partner, my husband, by accident. Rodriguez, whose partner name is Liz, said, I never wanted to blast the doctors or anything or to sue them or anything insane. I just wanted to shed some light on the fact that this is not something that is a medical problem. It's just your life, just who you love. Yeah, you buy his reasoning that he did it so that she wouldn't, so she would be protected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand how. I mean, I guess if you want to make a note to not call her wife or husband,
you can make a note somewhere else.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the wrong place to make it over and over again on her medical chart.
That means everybody can see it.
And it's under medical problems. Like, it's not under some other
description.
Yeah. When she posted the medical file on Facebook, Rodriguez wrote, someone please, please enlighten me as to how this is relative to my medical problems. I'm completely speechless. If this were listed under sexual orientation up near the top, that would be one thing.
Right.
But I wasn't aware that being legally married to a same-sex partner was a medical conditional problem. Carolina Healthcare System, which operates the clinic, said the listing was unacceptable. This is not an appropriate clinical diagnosis, and we are actively investigating how this information was included. They said in a statement, and they strongly, of course, support diversity and inclusion, all that great stuff. There you go. The Boy Scouts just announced that they will allow transgender boys to join.
Good.
Yeah, wasn't it just like a week or two ago we were talking about, was it them that, or was it the Girl Scouts that wouldn't let a transgender girl join?
I'm not sure.
They were like, oh, we're cool inclusive of gay kids, but transgender, that's a whole nother thing, you know. Lord. At any rate, the Boy Scouts just announced they will allow transgender boys to join. Starting today, we'll accept and register youth in the club and Boy Scout programs based on the gender identity indicated on the application. The Boy Scouts of America announced Monday that it's lifting its ban on transgender boys joining the organization, saying that it would abandon a policy that determined eligibility by using the sex listed on birth certificates.
I'm going to tell you why. When you lose money and people ain't sign their kids up, you change your methods too. I guarantee you they didn't do this out of the kindness of their heart. They looked, and people have been mad at them for years. They have not been, some people re-enroll their children from like brownies all the way up to like 18. But some of these numbers must have dropped somewhere. They were like, hey, we got to get these numbers back up. Mm. So we got to change these rules and regulations to include everybody. Or else who the fuck going to be selling Girl Scout cookies to people? And now they have it where you can order, buy that shit online and stuff too. So,
Yeah, I mean, see, here's the thing. I don't know if that's it or not, because, I mean, unless there was like an organized boycott or something, I mean, because they might lose money being more inclusive. Because, you know, a lot of bigoted people let their kids go to those organizations because they are bigoted.
Okay.
And they think, well, my kid won't be learning, you know, anything. I don't think, you know, the Bible says or whatever the fuck. And then they send their kids to what they consider to be a wholesome conservative institution. I mean, it's still an institution where boys go out in the woods and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's still considered this, like, quote unquote, American pastime. I'm glad they're catching up with the times with them. Like I said, my question is, I do wonder what the money gonna look like. Like, right. Will it increase because people are like, cool, I want my kid to be inclusive in an inclusive environment?
Oh.
Or will it decrease because people are like, I'm taking my kid out of this shit. I only have my kid here because I don't want to learn about that and I don't want my kid being exposed to, you know, that kind of shit. Because we see how bigoted people can be in this country and they got money too, you know? And I'm trying to think what kind of people are signed up for these orgs as is, you know? I mean, it's still good news. It just, you know, I like that they're willing to lose money if they got to.
True.
Starting today, we'll accept the registered youth in the Cub and Boy Scout programs based on the gender identity indicated on the application, said Effie DeLaMarcos, a spokesperson for the scouting group with more than 2 million members, said in a statement to BuzzFeed News. She added the group's previous approach is no longer sufficient given different community expectations and laws. Local laws and the old policy may have clashed with the Boy Scouts chapter in New Jersey, expelled an 8-year-old Joe Maldonado, a transgender boy. Oh, that's the one we read about.
Yeah, I think
that was Boy Scouts. Yeah, okay.
Okay, somebody said something about they were about to get a lawsuit, probably a lawsuit from that or something, but they was like, we better change this shit because we're going to lose money because they're probably going to vote against us, and we're going to lose money. But I don't know, you know, if you had them and bigoted in Trump's America, you might have won that shit.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it seems like good news to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought we had read about the Girl Scouts, but that was the Boy Scouts, apparently, a couple of weeks ago. See what else is happening. No promo homo, 8 states forbid discussion of LGBTQ issues in schools. Of course, I got this from my favorite website, Unicorn Booty. Keep me up to date.
The name.
On all the LGBTQ issues out there. 8 states have laws sometimes called no promo homo laws, which restrict or forbid teachers from talking about LGBTQ issues in schools. PBS writes, the laws themselves range from state to state. In Alabama, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas, they pertain specifically to health courses, with most stating that teachers cannot instruct students on LGBTQ sexual health. In Oklahoma, the law requires AIDS education include the false claim that engaging in homosexual activity is one of the behaviors primarily responsible for contact with the AIDS virus.
And that's not true.
Not even true.
More heterosexual people get it than any other rate. And black women are the number one carriers. What are we talking about here?
We got to scare the kids off of the sex, Karen. Off of the gay sex, specifically. School districts in Arizona cannot use curriculum that promotes a homosexual lifestyle, while Utah teachers cannot participate in the advocacy of homosexuality. When the laws were passed, homosexual was a blanket term for any LGBTQ person, which many LGBTQ leaders say is now outdated.
Right.
So, yep.
Right. It's about to get, honey, it's about to get worse with the new, the educational lady.
I know.
Because, honey, she's horrible.
Yeah, I washed my car today. I put my Equality NC bumper stickers and my all y'all means all bumper stickers on because I forgot. You know, we went to Walker Stalker Con. I got them, but I forgot to put them on. I wanted to wait till my car was clean.
Right.
But, yeah, then it snowed and shit. But, yep. They on there now. Fuck it. God, somebody y'all let the people know in this state everybody ain't on that bullshit.
Right.
Trump says he'll keep Obama's protections for LGBTQ workers.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Apparently it comes as a relief after rumors he was planning to pass an executive order attacking LGBTQ rights.
He still may. I don't believe you, sir.
Leaving those protections, of course, does not preclude another executive order that will roll back gay rights in other areas. He could, for example, still enshrine a religious freedom provision. You know, the thing that allows people to basically say, I'm not doing my job and I'm going to discriminate against gay people, say if I'm a doctor or I bake cakes or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm, people got sued. I can just choose money. Right. Yeah, because I feel like it. Fuck you.
Yeah. Based on someone's sexuality, I can just be like, and I'm not doing my job.
Right.
We'll see. Gay rights advocates seem unimpressed. Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Campaign, said Mr. Trump was setting a low bar by claiming credit for not overturning the actions of his predecessors.
Right.
Exactly. The lowest of the low bars. Hey, man, it's not like I'm going to kill you yet. I mean, right? Don't I get some credit for not doing shit?
Right. Now, I personally ain't going to overturn it, but now these other people that I strategically picked around me, they might overturn your shit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what else we got going on, y'all. How about a fat shame model who was scouted by Zendaya apologizes for her own offensive tweets about black women. So there was this model who, she took a picture and she put two pictures side by side. One of them was like her sitting on a bed, and it was like just the top half, and then another one was like a picture a little further away, and she was like sitting on the bed and you could kind of see her whole body. And So of course some asshole thought it would be funny to try to fat shame her, you know. I want to say he said something like she looked like Aisha Curry, but then over here she was like I eat your curry or something like that, trying to be funny. Some corny ass shit. And because that went viral, you know, because how Twitter is, and a lot of it went viral because there was people being like, that's bullshit, this isn't funny. He put never trust a top half imposing ass female, ha ha ha, or some shit. But then she posted both of the pictures in the same tweet, so it wasn't like look at her trying to make people think she's not fat or whatever, but you know, that's that old joke that a lot of niggas do. So anyways, Zendaya saw it, and or her modeling people, whatever, they saw it and then offered the woman a modeling gig. Which, you know, pretty cool, you know, positive internet story for once, right? Well, not really. Apparently, after, you know, she ended up scoring this modeling situation, it came out the woodwork that she had some old tweets where she was saying some fucked up shit in 2013 2014. VH1 Peanut, she was responding to whoever that is, you black girls need to wash your fucking hair, you walk around here looking like a roach blunt. And I guess she was quoting them and then laughing emoji. Another person she sent or quoted, dark skinned bitches with black lipstick look like Gucci, light skinned bitches with black lipstick look like OJ the Juice Man. She was laughing at that. I guess somebody else said it and she was laughing. Another person she quoted, black bitches still mad cause I'm light skinned and not black, get the fuck over it, at Illicy or something like that. So I don't know. It was clearly when she was not, there wasn't like none of these things have a lot of retweets. 2013, 2014 sound like people went in her thing and tried to find the most like fucked up shit she's ever said so they can like take her down too. So then she tweeted, y'all really gonna do any and everything to knock me, the crying emojis and shit, shaking my head. Bringing up tweets from 3-4 years ago when I was in high school is corny. I'm black myself, so why would I agree with colorism? Move along. And so if anyone feels any type of way or offense by any of those past tweets, I apologize, but people grow. What you think?
Marinate on that.
Take your time. Take your time, girl.
What you think?
I mean, I think her apology is kind of some bullshit, obviously. Right.
Okay.
You know, you could have gave an actual apology. Like, I shouldn't have, like, that was a long time ago, but I see how that's fucked up, and I wouldn't do that shit now. You know?
Right. Not
if that's how you feel. I mean,
right.
Maybe you still would do that shit now. I don't know. But one thing about Twitter that people don't really talk about enough, Twitter wasn't always land of the woke, home of the brave. That's why it's easy to go through anybody's account and find when they first got on Twitter and some shit they probably said that they wouldn't say now. And it's because that's what life is. This is nothing but a record of you for life. That's why I see people now where they've amassed a Twitter following and they're, you know, cool people and shit. But one of the things people do when they try to like turn over a new leaf and blow up, delete all their old tweets. You know, there's people that I followed them for hundreds of thousands of tweets. And now I look back and I'm like, damn, they only got 2,000 tweets. What happened? Cause they just deleted that shit. Like, I'm not, you know, it's not worth it. If you ever want to like have something on a platform other than this, you pretty much have to erase your history because of the way people are, because people are so petty that they will come in and drag you down. You know, to be honest, just because she got fat shamed doesn't make her an angel. It doesn't make her woke. It doesn't make her like, if you want to give her a modeling aid, and let's be honest, you want to give her a modeling deal because she's beautiful. Like, I mean, fat or not, she's just fine as fuck. So if she wouldn't have had the model features or whatever, or been attractive or whatever, people would have still been like, yeah, so it's sad she got fat shamed and we don't agree with it. But she was fine and she got fat shamed and people was like, you need to sign her up. But we don't, it's not like she's an activist or some shit, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It's cool she got her deal, I guess. You know, something good came out of it. Her apology is just half-assed.
Right, that's not an apology.
Yeah.
At all. It's really fucked up. You need to actually just admit that, yeah, I did this. And, yeah, I said it. And just be like, I stand by it or I don't. I mean.
Yeah, and if she don't get the deal, I'll understand that, too. Like, I'm not.
Me, too.
I wouldn't feel any.
Right.
I wouldn't feel good or bad if they said, yeah, after seeing this shit, we pulled a deal and this is a whack ass apology. Cause that's the other thing. Not everybody ready for prime time, to be honest. Like, people don't have PR. They don't have an agent. These are just people. So, you know, where if she was somebody already, you know, people would have got to her and been like, no, don't send that shit. This is what you need to say. You need to say blank rather than just, you know, whatever, y'all tripping, ha ha ha. You know,
it's very dismissive,
right? So yeah, I think she looks bad doing that shit. And mm-hmm. even the stuff that they found, it wasn't stuff she said, it was shit she laughed at, which is another thing of like, how far do you want to go? You know what I mean? Because if somebody's laughing at, I've laughed at shit that I don't agree with.
Me too.
So I don't know how we would. I mean, I forget what we laughed at something this week where it was
so inappropriate.
Yeah, whatever that dude. Remember that dude wrote that racist joke or something? And we was like, that's a good joke. Like, it's funny.
He fucked up, yeah.
But yeah, he should lose his job, correct. You know? So I don't know. I feel like we're getting to that point where people stretch so much to kind of have that woke off and that, right. To like get people and shit. And I'm sure she's not perfect. And if you look through her shit long enough, you'll find something. I think if you look through everybody's shit, even if it's out of context, you'll find something where it's like, look what he said, y'all. Look what she said. I mean, Trevor Noah got that job. Boom. The last woman for SNL got that job. I think it's just par for the course. If we ever get something, people be going through our shit like, look what they said, y'all. You know? So this is what it is. The internet is forever. Yes, somebody said in the chat room. 50 Cent is suing his lawyers over losing his sex tape lawsuit. He was ordered to cough up $7 million to Rick Ross's baby mama, Lavonia Leviston.
Good.
After he leaked a sex tape on a website in the midst of a beef he had with the Maybach Music rapper. As a result, 50 filed for bankruptcy, and now he is turning up the heat on his former attorneys, claiming they were incompetent and the reason he lost the case. According to the rap, 50 Cent, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, is suing Reed Smith law firm and attorney Peter Raymond for $32 million. In the lawsuit, Jackson claims that if it weren't for the neglectful, negligent, and unethical conduct of Raymond and Reed Smith, he wouldn't have had to file for bankruptcy following the Leviston case. Reed Smith and Raymond did not follow established legal standards in representing Jackson in the Leviston case by failing to provide effective representation and conduct proper pretrial and trial preparation prior to the Leviston trial. In addition, their lack of effective representation and inadequate pretrial preparation and preparation for trial caused Jackson to retain new counsel on the eve of the trial. He also says that Reed Smith had an unwaivable conflict of interest regarding key material witnesses that it failed to disclose and failed to cooperate with his new counsel despite its promise to do so, which caused Jackson to be the subject of an unfavorable jury verdict. As a result, he seeks $7 million in actual damages and $25 million in punitive damages. A month ago, the rapper won a case against another law firm, Garvey Schubert Bearer, and took to social media to brag about the victory. On Instagram, he wrote, I just got $14.5 million back from one law firm for malpractice. They fucked up so bad, I don't think they should be practicing law. Likely after being notified that that could be further legal troubles for him, he edited the previous statement to say, I retract my earlier statements about the legal services provided to me by the law firm of Garvey Schubert Bearer. The law firm and I have settled our dispute, and I consider the issue closed. Must have violated that payment. Mm-hmm. Can't be saying that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the law better than you, baby.
Oprah Winfrey becomes a special contributor to 60 Minutes.
Hmm. What does this mean?
She'll be, you know, 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm.
She'll have a segment now?
Yeah, special contributor. She'll make her first appearance Sunday night broadcast this fall. On a Sunday night broadcast during this fall,
she can make their ratings go up because 60 Minutes is something everybody watch over 60.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over the age of 60, that's your jam.
Yeah. So sounds like she'll just be on whenever she got a story or feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their ratings go up for that one show and then go back down.
Yeah, because you know she's gonna be getting all the good interviews and shit.
No, she is.
So good for her. Good for you, Oprah.
Yeah, she's like, I want to be on TV, but I don't want to be on TV like I used to be.
Not all the time.
Just enough, right. Especially in the age now.
Mm-hmm. Boycotting Uber may be making this other billionaire rich. Ain't it always something? Ain't that the way, guys? It's always some shit, right? Delete Uber. Okay. Well, you just made this man who owns slaves the richest man in the world. Damn, I'm just trying to help. What's happening? Why is it so difficult?
It's always difficult. Always.
Yeah, apparently people have been doing the hashtag delete Uber all weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, which I went ahead and signed up. I've been getting rides all day, half off, y'all. Y'all played this all wrong. Well, apparently Uber was like scabbing during the boycott of, you know, JFK and shit.
You said boycott of or at JFK?
JFK, the airport. Okay. The boycotting of the airport, JFK. So they continued to send drivers to JFK airport and announced it would not charge surge pricing. Surge pricing has been turned off at hashtag JFK airport. This may result in longer wait times. Please be patient. To which people was like, I know you did not, Uber. You seriously? What are you trying to do? You trying to catch these hands?
Everybody else stop. Why didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Exactly. Meanwhile, Lyft donated $1 million to the ACLU, which is fighting Trump's travel ban in court. And so everybody was like, delete Uber, install Lyft. Right? Everybody was doing that. Delete Uber. Well, now Lyft usage is surging and it's past Uber in daily downloads. But the delete Uber crew seems to have missed Lyft's own ties to the Trump administration.
Oh, shit.
In 2015, financier Carl Icahn, I don't know, made a $100 million investment into Lyft. His interests are represented on his board of directors through John Cristodoro and Icahn of Icahn Capital. Mm-hmm. Icahn did a lot more than Kalanick to help get Trump elected. He was an early and vocal supporter of Trump during the campaign. claiming the businessman would be much better for the economy than Hillary Clinton. And Trump appointed Econ as a special advisor on a regulation in December. He isn't the only Trump advisor with a connection to Lyft. Founders Fund, the venture capital firm founded by Trump advisor Peter Thiel, led Lyft's B round and invested in the next two rounds as well. A Lyft spokesperson told CNBC, "We don't always agree with our investors and aren't afraid to say so. We do respect their right and that of every American to freedom of expression."
Right, because they like, yeah, they did that. At least they're not in denial. Like, I give them credit for that, because a lot of people have been not. Yeah, they're like, yeah, they did that shit, but this right here does not represent them. Mm-hmm. And on Uber, they're fucking the CEO, like the head person came out and said that dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Lyft CEO like, fuck them niggas over there. This is what we about.
Yeah, I also think once companies get that big, it's just impossible to.
Impossible.
You know. It's just, and then I think, like we said yesterday, they just rolled up, like, you know, all the things your man won't do. And people just, you know, people were arguing with their man, Uber. And they decided, fuck it. Like, I'm rolling with Joe now.
Right.
You know who the real victims in all this are, though? Honestly?
Who?
Made in T-Wild. That's the real victims, man. I feel bad for them. Cause, oh, you don't know who this is?
Hey. Hey.
Shoot.
I know in a bit. Hey.
They gonna have to get lifts on now.
Hey. Hey.
New side, coolin' shorty, yeah, that's why I stay. Heard you was a lame boy, get up on my face. And my ex keep calling, sweater, she be in the way. And I need a thick red bone, shorty, where I lay.
Bad bitch, shit, I lay.
Tell me that she made the trip, shorty, bad as hell, yeah.
With them Kylie Jenner lips,
Uber every
fucking well.
Pre-rolls in my VIP, Canada John, yeah. I think that bitch
from the six.
Shorty wanna kiss me, but I know she sucking dick.
Shorty wanna kiss me,
but I know she sucking. Uber everywhere, pre-rolls in the villa. Yeah, Uber everywhere, pre-rolls in my villa. Hey,
hey, hey. Scoot.
Yeah, I wanna get the Rari, but I know it takes some time. Pre-roll, shorty, light it up, you know you fine. Low five with my five, and I'm rolling up the gap. And I need my leg room, base stubs, first class. East Atlanta, John Cook, out on Mullen.
See, what about them? Mm-hmm. My niggas. I'm so...
Uber ain't everywhere no more.
I'm so hurt by this. Mm-hmm. Can they make a song about Lyft at least?
I know.
Lyft everywhere don't sound
inspirational.
Lyft everywhere don't sound good. You know? Maybe Lyft all over the place or something. I don't know. Good luck, guys. Good luck. The Catch Me Outside girl has another viral tantrum.
Oh shit.
You guys might remember her from such hits as
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
Going on Dr. Phil.
Yep.
Well, apparently, she got mad at Dr. Phil's people because she thinks they made her look stupid on TV.
They didn't make you say nothing, sweetie. You didn't have to go on the show.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that, Karen?
I don't want none of that.
Why don't you catch her outside? You got all these opinions over there.
I will not catch you outside. I will stay right here inside the building and lock my screen door. I'm good.
Well, yeah. She recorded. She recorded herself talking to the producer from Dr. Phil's show. Although, of course, this debuted on World Star Hip Hop. Rest in peace, Q. Mm-hmm. Did so much for our community. And they got a whole new video.
Oh, God.
Hey!
It's weird because she like looking in the camera, because it's like she obviously is performing for somebody, like she just making sure. It reminds me of Mariah Lynn, I Love It Hip Hop, how I don't think she talks like that, but when the cameras is on, it's, you know, how about that, you know, all that shit. But I feel like, you know, in 5 years or whatever, when she has to make a living in the office, she's just gonna be like, hi, this is Mariah Lynn, you've reached Bank of America, you know,
AP supervisor,
right? Why you signed the NDA then? I don't understand. I mean, why you signed the release? Mm-hmm. I mean, you flew out you knew you were gonna be on TV.
Yes, you did.
Looking at the camera every 5 seconds. Oh, interesting. Anyway, she's continuing to try to make something more than that 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Messed around. Somebody might have an eye on you.
Somewhere Mona Scott Young is just like, just masturbating furiously to this. Just, oh, I can't wait to get, oh, just 5 short years. Oh, I hope she can just live for 5 years so I can just get on TV and piss Black America off.
She gonna sign up?
Mm-hmm. Just somewhere flicking the bean like, I cannot wait to embarrass America with this.
Mm-hmm. Make my millions.
It's a war. Democratic senators boycott committee hearings for Trump cabinet picks to prevent crucial votes and are branded idiots by angry Republicans. So basically, because of the rules of the Senate, you got to have one Democrat there when you vote to confirm all these cabinet choices.
Okay, so all
the Democrats just left.
Right, fuck them.
Yeah,
them.
They didn't do it for every appointee, but they did it for like 4 of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. They should did it for all of them. Fuck them.
Yeah, so they basically had to delay votes through a series of procedural blocking tactics and were called idiots by a senior Republican senator.
It don't matter.
A Senate, yeah, they think y'all are idiots no matter what. A Senate committee vote on Jeff Sessions as attorney general was put off until tomorrow thanks to a series of lengthy speeches by Democratic senators, and two other nominations are also effectively on ice. The Republicans were forced to delay indefinitely the planned Senate committee votes on President Donald Trump's picks to be health and treasury secretaries after Democrats boycotted the session and demanded more information on the two nominees' past financial behavior.
Mm-hmm.
In an unusual and hastily called briefing for reporters, Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee said they would not attend the panel's planned votes until they could ask more questions about Representative Tom Price of Georgia, the health nominee, and Steve Mnuchin, Trump's treasury selection, who they said had misled Congress about their backgrounds.
So they're using y'all playbook and y'all get mad. This is what y'all mm-hmm. been doing for the past 8 years, being obstinate, just going against everything.
Mm-hmm.
Word. All right, fuck y'all. I'm glad. I just hope they just dig their feet in the mud. Just fuck them. Who gives a fuck? If y'all gonna do it, y'all gonna have to do it without me.
Democrats cited one report in the Wall Street Journal that Price received a special discounted offer to buy stocks at a biomedical company, which contradicted his testimony to Congress. They said another report in the Columbus Dispatch showed documents revealing that he had not been truthful with the Senate in the confirmation process and comments about how his bank, One West, had handled some home foreclosures. Republicans, of course, support both men.
Of course.
They always fall in line. Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch accused Democrats of a lack of desire to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. Mm-hmm. They ought to stop posturing and acting like idiots. The Democrats' action prevented the panel from holding the votes because under committee rules, 13 of its members, including at least one Democrat, had to be present for votes. Democrats also used an obscure Senate rule to delay the committee voting on Sessions after Democratic senators in the Senate Judiciary Committee gave lengthy speeches opposing Sessions for several hours. Tuesday Chairman Charles Grassley said the vote will be delayed until Wednesday. By giving lengthy speeches, Democrats are able to trigger a rule that doesn't allow committees to be in session for 2 hours past the start of Senate day. That rule is generally waived. In their speeches, Democrats questioned whether Alabama Republican could be independent of President Donald Trump. As the nation's chief law enforcement officer, Sessions was one of Trump's first and strongest supporters. Can't imagine what they're waiting for him to get in there for. When what executive order is they gonna pass for him?
I'm gonna fuck around. Our dollar gonna tank.
I'm talking about the attorney general one. Sessions. He's a racist. They're gonna put him in charge of all the police. Mm-hmm. Who know? Like when those executive orders drop, it's gonna be fucking chaos.
Yeah, was it Oklahoma? I want to say Oklahoma. I was listening to NPR and they were saying that they have 13 states that are putting laws on the book about protesting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are making it where it's almost illegal to protest, almost close to it. And I think one state has a rule on the books where a driver can hit a protester and kill them as long as it's not considered malicious or on purpose.
Mm. That makes sense. They also have laws where they want to make the protesters pay cops overtime.
Right.
Yep. At any rate, good. All right. Let's see.
It's not a protest then. What the fuck?
What's not a protest?
If I got to pay, it's not a protest.
It still can be a protest, but yeah, what they're trying to do. They're trying to make you not want to protest by making time money to it. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into our games. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game we go all around the globe and we find different articles make us feel fucked with as black people. And then we read them on the air and tell you how we feel about them in intervals of 0 to 25. Intervals of 25 from 0 to 100. Today's contestants is everybody. Sorry, I think my cold's acting up a little bit.
You want to take some or you good?
I think my cough syrup is sitting on the coffee table if you want to bring it.
What are we doing, day, night? Because you said you have
both. It's on the coffee table. The one I'm telling you is the day.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get drunk on the show again. Not in 2017, my friends. Well, I'll let her get back, but I'll play something till y'all get back, till she gets back.
I'm going to get you, bitch, and I'm going to get you when you least expect it.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yup.
What does that mean?
What I just said.
What does that mean?
What I just said.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Sit down.
Catch me outside. How about that? How about that?
All right. Lucien Payne. I hope that's right. Payne? Anyway, from Drag Race, that's Nick Jewel and them show.
I know that. Shout out. I know they know who it mm-hmm. is. They probably know what season.
Well, did they cover this? Blames marijuana overdose for public meltdown.
Oh, shit.
Last year, Lucien Payne, the musical mentor of RuPaul's Drag Race, had two very public Twitter meltdowns that caused him to espouse political conspiracy theories and encourage the use of racial slurs.
So apparently, we can turn you gay and make you racist?
World War III begins on 11/11. Be prepared. We're about to experience World War III. Get prepared. Clorox bleach and bottled water will help with the radiation. Maybe his numbers are just off. Then he deleted some. He's also been retweeting the following conspiracy theories on Twitter. Hillary Clinton has had evidence of having Parkinson's disease. Hillary and Bill Clinton are pedophiles. Oh yeah, that's a nice one. I remember having old girl that used to be quote unquote a fan of our show that was a former Bernie stan. She brought that one up on the eve of the election. She said I was supporting a pedophile if I was voting for Hillary Clinton. And I was like, Trick, you know I early voted. What are you talking about? It's too late. Meanwhile, the president elect Trump, you know what I mean? Like, this motherfucker was accused of mad shady shit. Like, it had to drop that rape trial right before the election.
Come on, you got a whole family over here fucking mad. It was like, just because he fucking president don't mean this molestation didn't happen.
ISIS is a secret army of Democrat-led U.S. government. Clinton has been participating in occult cooking rituals involving pig's blood, urine, and semen. Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States. Oh, that old tune. That's one of the classics. Obama had Larry Sinclair murdered for divulging Obama's history of gay sex and crack smoking.
Somebody, okay, now you said this person's on the Drag Race show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People should listen to Wackadoodle, Conspiracy Nut, and Rabbit Ad. Homophobe Alex Jones was part of it. Then on Thursday, he posted a 14-minute live video via Periscope in which he goes on to say the elections are completely rigged, lithium kills people, and their bodies are probably ground up and put into our food, and we're all infected with fungusy parasite thing controlling all of our thoughts.
I ain't got nothing to do with weed. A lot of people smoke weed and they don't do this. That's a you problem.
He also said, anyone else think the idea of racism is designed to divide us? Alright. So then, he also posted on Twitter, if Jews stopped the Holocaust victim shit, we would all get along, hashtag truth. If black people stopped being so ashamed of themselves, we could call them niggers and they would laugh, backwards shit. Celebrate faggots, celebrate niggers, celebrate dykes, don't believe the media that wish to divide you. Be proud of who you are.
Is this supposed to be all inclusive?
Well, apparently,
last time I checked, RuPaul was black, right?
Apparently he's come out and explained these tantrums or mental outbursts. He says, I'd like to extend an apology to anyone who might have been offended by what I said during my marijuana psychosis. According to the UCLA doctors, over the past few months, a few months ago I ate 800 milligrams of cannabis edibles in a 48-hour period. A dose is 5 milligrams, and that much apparently takes a while to get out of your system. While it was very eye-opening and enlightening, I realized some people were hurt by things I said, and for that I'm sorry. Why did I eat so much? Well, I was basically bedridden for months prior to that with a physical illness that doctors couldn't figure out. Even had to pull out of Drag Race because I didn't have the energy to do any work. Hence the financial issues. I could barely do any work for almost a year. I would even have to lie down after standing for 10 minutes. I saw 5 medical specialists and they had no answers. I was desperate for relief from what was full body pain and terrible fatigue. The marijuana binge did, in fact, nearly cure me. So I don't regret it, but I'm sorry to have hurt anyone along the way. I'm now feeling much better, onward and upward. Thanks for many messages of love and support. Heart, Lucy. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
Well, after his public meltdowns, RuPaul herself pleaded for compassion. And Payne later launched a bomb-ass crowdfunding campaign for his new album, which gained $55 of his $120,000 goal.
I am so glad that RuPaul forgave you. Good. But me, no. 100. We ain't all the same.
Yeah, I got to go with the 100 on that. Sorry.
Yeah,
you had your mental episodes. A lot of people have mental episodes, and don't be out here telling people to embrace being called nigger and shit. Sorry, dog. Can't change how it makes me feel.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty whack.
You sure can't. There's a lot of history behind you just fucking telling somebody to be embraced called a nigger. Fuck out my face.
Jerry Seinfeld is in hot water for his bad Black Lives Matter joke. Apparently he tweeted out, new comedians in cars getting coffee, Lewis Black, Black's Life Matters at Acura.
That wasn't even funny.
That the laziness of the joke is really good.
Was it supposed to be funny? Because it.
Yeah.
If anything, be mad because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, that's just pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm not even mad. It's just bad.
Right. It's just bad comedy. Like I said, we protesting bad comedy 100.
Yeah, that's just bad, man. I don't know what to say about how I feel, because I can't separate my angst of like, Jesus, dude, you're a professional comedian. That's a horrible joke.
Right. You couldn't have crafted anything better.
Yeah.
You do this for a living. This is how you make your money, dog.
Yeah, and oh man, I want to say 100 because I want to be that mad, but I'm not. It's not a true 100, even though I should be so mad at the cavalierness to which he would just throw out Black Lives Matter as some type of joke, knowing that this motherfucker probably ain't said goddamn one word about any of the people dead in these streets, any of these movements, any of these protests. You know, I sincerely doubt he has had a word to say about that shit.
Of course not.
But, you know, for a punchline, hey, I'll just throw this out there. I don't know. I'm going to give it 75, even. I know I don't. I just feel like it should be high. And I know it's not for me because I'm just like, it's more like I rolled my eyes and groaned and went, get out of here, old man. That's why you shouldn't be at college campuses, because you can't fucking craft a current right, you relevant
mad,
joke.
Right, you mad at the audience when it's a disconnect between you and the audience. You have built a crowd and they will pay to see you. Leave the younger people alone if you can't relate to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with 50, I guess. It's really not even 50, guys. It's like 25. I can't even lie. It's like 25, man. This shit don't even make me mad. It's just like, Jerry, get the fuck out of here. Like that. Anyway, Karen?
Yeah,
about a 50. Yeah. All right. Gucci loves us. Luxury brand embraces Black models for their pre-fall 2017 campaign. Which makes sense. I mean, when you think about how much niggas love Gucci. I mean, we got a whole rapper named after it.
We do.
And he's a man. But, yeah, you know, there's
you
all
mean,
kinds
you
of...
You mean he's a man.
Yeah, he's a man. I'm sorry. What did I say? A man? What? That is just my bad, y'all. Horrible journalism. Why was this not? There we go. So yeah, apparently Gucci is maybe planning the all Black show. They're embracing diversity in one of their upcoming campaigns. The luxury brand uploaded a series of audition clips to their Instagram account this week, all tagged Gucci Pre-Fall 2017, featuring solely Black models. The auditions, which were filmed in London, feature the models being asked about their spirit animal and what it means.
Right.
Diversity is so hard. It's like, yes, let's offend these Native Americans. But yeah, asked about the spirit animal, what it means to have soul. And they were also asked to dance. Check them out below. And then they were asked to eat this chicken.
Hi, crack open this watermelon with the bare hands.
Y'all tried, you know, y'all, we appreciate the efforts.
Name and age into the camera.
Camille Monfort says, and I'm 21 years old.
Can we see your profile? What's your spirit animal?
I'd say an elephant.
Yeah. What do you do?
I've just graduated and I'm currently modelling at the moment. Okay.
And what does it mean to have soul?
Part of Black culture. I think of like afros, kind of the old school flares, that kind of style, Soul Train. Yeah.
Great. So we're going to play a track and then if you could show us some of dancing.
Sure.
I can't even imagine somebody no dance. All right, but you gotta do it for your job. Also, I can't imagine how that must feel, you know, like, all right, now because you might have to dance tomorrow, because you have to, it's not even just that you have to dance, you have to dance in a way that shows off the clothes that you're wearing, because you still, your job is to be a model. So it's going, like in those Gap ads, you see people dancing and shit, it's really like, look at this sweater, look at this sweater, you could be in this sweater dancing, you know,
at the party.
That's the whole point. Anyway, Karen, what do you think? 0 to 100. She soured on this quick, y'all. I can tell.
Yeah. I said 75.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give you a 75. I take off 25 because it's all black. So I deduct 25 for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe it's just me and my, I'm not even gonna lie, and my sensitivity to it. You know, you're talking about spirit animal, so you got these black women up there offending a whole nother culture.
Mm-hmm.
So you get points for that, and then you tell nigga to dance, you get points. You buy points for that bullshit too. Fuck you. Can't I just come in for a motherfucking interview? Got me out here shucking and jiving. Fuck you. That might not have been the perfect, but that's how I feel.
How about that?
And I understand that might not have been the perfect, but that's just me watching the video.
No, this is what we want. Honest feelings. This is what the audience listened to. I mean, for me, I'm gonna say 25. I wasn't that fucked with by it. They probably make models dance all the ones, I'm guessing. I don't know that.
Right, and that's the thing.
It gave me the feeling, for me, I know it gave you the feeling that they only asked them to dance because they black.
Right.
But to me, it gave me the feeling that they probably had to ask everybody to dance for these things. So, I don't know. There's something about asking a black person to dance, though, that's just...
Yeah.
It's never going to seem... The optics of a white person being like, now, if you mind doing a little dance for us, like, but I don't know. I don't feel that fuck with, and I hope they really do have an all black fall line, because that shit would be fucking amazing.
It would, especially
as much as niggas have put money into some motherfucking Gucci, it's about time niggas get recognized, and it's about time these fucking luxury brands embrace blackness, man, because it's such bullshit when these brands will take our money, but they don't want to be associated with us, you know. I don't have a problem with black people. Yeah, but you don't put no black people in your fucking runway shows.
Mom.
Your shit becomes like iconic to black culture and embraced by black people. And then it's like, we don't want those niggers drinking our drinks, you know? So to see a luxury brand kind of, this idea of being like, well, shit, let's put on a black show. All right, here's what I do. 75. But if I see this show and it's got a whole bunch of black people in it, 0. That's what I'm willing to do.
If it had black music, my score would drop too.
I gotta see the whole thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really can't judge off of that because it's a preview. If y'all do this good, then I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, like, Think Pretty Smart said, yeah, now if they go out there and the whole show is Gucci Mane and they wearing Gucci, I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's negative 100, I guess. I don't know. What's less than 100?
You know I mean, Gucci working with Gucci, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't get no better than that.
Let's see. Student guilty of black church arsons wants a pro-white group. Madison, Wisconsin. What about the kids in Wisconsin?
What about them damn kids?
A University of Wisconsin-Madison student who once served prison time for setting fires at two predominantly black churches is recruiting on campus for a local chapter of a national pro-white party, enraging students searching for ways to improve race relations. Daniel Dropic said frustration over the Black Lives Matter movement presence on campus and university course examining white and male privilege led him to start a local chapter of the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party is a political party with deep ties to white supremacism, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups. Dropic's recruiting comes as minorities have been pushing UW-Madison leaders to better protect them following several incidents targeting black and Jewish students last spring. Dropic, who spoke to the Associated Press in an interview, said the university has gone overboard in supporting non-white students and promoting cultural diversity. Must have read that when he was in prison for burning down them two black churches. It's become unacceptable, he said. If white people have problems, they need to be able to organize. In 2005, he was convicted in federal court of racially motivated arsons at two predominantly black churches in Milwaukee and Lansing. And he's already out. According to court documents, he told investigators he believed a black person had stolen his backpack in a Milwaukee bus terminal, and black men beat him up during a party near the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and he served about 5 years in prison. He has since become a student at UW-Wisconsin, of course, and is in his second year studying computer science. He denied that his group promotes white supremacism and said he has been bombarded with threats since he started handing out information about the chapters on campus about a week ago. A dozen UW-Madison students and community members have expressed interest in joining, he said. Students are planning a Tuesday march. Is anybody putting them on the terrorist hate watch group list? Is anybody watching them? No. All right. So yeah, Kat Kerwin, one of the protest organizers, called the group a modern day Ku Klux Klan. So yeah. Anyway, 0 to 100 for this hate speech ass motherfucker. 100 for me as well. What do you know? What do you know? let's see here. WikiHow turned Obama, Jay-Z, and Beyonce white to explain how to become a congressman.
100.
All right. Karen don't need no details.
I show down.
Apparently, there was a picture of President Obama shaking hand, talking to Beyonce and Jay-Z. And WikiHow tried to create, you know, they do these informational like guides, how to stop being racist, how to hide an erection, how to suppress an erection, and how to become a congressman. And this one, how to become a congressman, they took the picture of Obama talking to Jay-Z and Beyonce and basically traced it and then drew over it with white cartoon figures. I think you can see it on the screen. So is it showing up?
Not yet. I know sometimes it's like that.
Oh, damn. I just saw it. It said it's not showing up. Hold on.
Okay.
You know what? Let me go to the next session. We're almost done.
Okay.
To this section.
No problem.
I'm going to invite everybody over and then we'll keep going and I'll put it on screen then.
Okay.
Oh, man. Give it a second.
But look at it! Look! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you mean? Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you mean? Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken. You made it.
All right. So, apparently, yeah, like I said, they traced over them. Can you see it in the chat now?
Yes.
And it's just so blatant. Like, they just made them the whitest of white people. I don't know why. Like, what was
but
the reason?
No reason.
Yeah. Yeah, the first comes from a 2012 presidential fundraiser for Obama, hosted by Jay-Z and Beyonce. The context is a little bit off, too. Obama was running for re-election, not Congress. Yes, yeah, it's weird. WikiHow's bizarre illustrations are one of the oldest running gags on the internet. A moderately viral game from last April was to blindly match illustrations from their corresponding WikiHow article. It was nearly impossible because the artist frequently horrifying, confusing non sequitur. The issue isn't that some freelance illustrator whitewashed Jay-Z, Obama, and Beyonce, more so the implication that garnering political power, especially when Trump presidential cabinet is slated to be its whitest in decades, means becoming less black. And if WikiHow was going to go there, the site should have at least made it explicit to put be less non-white somewhere in the article. Bottom line, is this something to be outraged over? No, it is creepily prescient and speaks to a much larger cultural issue. Oh yeah. And they put an apology on Twitter as well. So 0 to 100, Karen. 100 for Karen. 25 for me. Not that fucked with. All right, let's try to lighten things up here, guys. See if we can get into some white people news here. See, what am I gonna play this time? How about how about this?
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. Into the show bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop, just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, shack.
That's right, white people news. But first, gotta start with the people that white people voted for. Donald Trump. That's y'all's man. The White House had no mention of Jews on Holocaust Remembrance Day because others were killed too. That's y'all's man. Friend of Israel. Y'all man. Remember Obama's most anti-Israel, blah, 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 blah. We gonna really show them, we love the Jews. Holocaust Remembrance Day, other people died too. Nope. By the way, also of note, that is something that has been going on for a long time. As far as anti-Semites using that as a way to deny the Holocaust.
Right.
Like, really, he was killing everybody, and just some of the Jew people died too, but he was really killing everybody.
Yep. It was a specific, and that's one thing, it was about a specific, a targeted group.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying, well, some, you know, they, other people were slaves. Okay.
I don't see no, you know, y'all bringing white folks over here from, you know, they came over here for freedom. You know, they didn't come shackled and chained and died on boats and sold as property when they got here.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
The administration spokeswoman Hope Hicks told CNN Saturday, despite what the media reports, we are an incredibly inclusive group and we took into account all of those who suffered. Hicks provided a link to a Huffington Post UK story noting that while 6 million Jews were killed by the Nazis, 5 million others were also slaughtered during Adolf Hitler's genocide, including priests, gypsies, people with mental or physical disabilities, communist trade unionists, Jehovah's Witnesses, anarchist Poles, and other Slavic peoples, and resistance fighters. As if the White House was suggesting President Donald Trump didn't mention Jews as victims of the Holocaust because he didn't want to offend other people the Nazis targeted to kill, Hicks replied, it was our honor to issue a statement in remembrance of this important day.
You don't get a lot of big events gonna come up. This nigga ain't gonna be talking about it. Him and his family gonna go somewhere and watch Finding Dora.
More important, I don't think it's about forgetting it.
Oh no.
I think this shit is a huge dog whistle to the alt-right and the neo-Nazi type people
been against
who
that.
Are against them, wouldn't want to see any compassion shown.
Right.
Like, he would lose support amongst that base, his only real base that matters to him.
Come on.
The White House tells career U.S. diplomats who oppose Trump to get out. Apparently anybody that opposes temporary ban on refugees and citizens of seven Muslim majority nations from entering the U.S. spokesperson Sean Spicer encouraged the federal employees to either get with the program or they can go. Speaking of which, he fired acting attorney general Sally Yates because she refused to enforce his illegal order.
Right, because she was like, nigga, this bullshit's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. And so he fired her.
Right, it's like, this is unprecedented. You can't just do this and then half-ass it. It wasn't organized. It wasn't executed right. A lot of places were just doing what the fuck they wanted to. It was just pure fucking chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's but shit. Yeah, you have to fire me too, because fuck you. He gonna get somebody in that's gonna do exactly what he wants them to do.
That shit went from strict constitutionalist to fire that bitch so quick. So quick.
Yeah, he just said to the president, you either do what I say or you lose your job.
Mm-hmm. Said she was not convinced that this order was lawful, so fired her.
It wasn't. And that's the thing, anybody with a backbone or a conscience or care about people, you're gonna have a problem behind him because he gives zero fucks.
Since then they have a new acting attorney general, Dana Buente, who says he will defend and enforce laws. They put out a statement. Ms. Yates is an Obama administration appointee who is weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration, said a statement from the White House that appeared to be in Trump's own voice. Trump appointed Dana Buente, the U.S. Attorney for Eastern District of Virginia, to serve as acting Attorney General until his nominee Jeff Sessions can be confirmed by the Senate. The Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a Tuesday vote on Sessions, who has closely advised Trump on immigration matters. There you go. Donald Trump also blamed Delta for the airport chaos that his order caused. He blamed it all on Delta Airlines.
What the fuck? Delta looking like, now we might not let these black niggas, you know,
be doctors. We don't want no black doctors on our flights.
But one thing we did do is start this protest.
You telling us something about racism was ordered, and you saying we didn't do a good job? I think you need to check your facts. And
this Donald is one time we was not involved.
Donald Trump was like, new facts, who this? Only 109 people out of 325,000 were detained and held for questioning. Big problems at airports were caused by Delta computer outage. Protesters and the tears of Senator Schumer.
All the people flying Delta.
They would have, that was the real problem. Right. Secretary Kelly said that all is going well with few problems. Make America safe again. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people don't show up for nothing. Thousands of people go to an airport and you say it's the, well, you know, it's other companies out there outside of Delta. Did you just purposely pick them?
They had an outage at the same time, so he said it was all their fault.
Oh, because people couldn't catch their flights. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everything was on them. It had nothing to do with his chaotic, indiscriminate, non-planned order.
So Delta's the reason why taxis was like, fuck it, we're not going to the airport? That was Delta too.
According to him.
Okay. I wanted to be sure.
Remember how they had a cake at the inauguration that looked just like Obama's cake?
Mm-hmm.
The baker for Trump says she was ordered to make an exact copy of Obama's cake.
I believe it. Because I remember when that came out, the designer of the Obama cake actually took what they did and took that version and put them side by side. It was on Twitter like, hey, I think this is my cake.
Mm-hmm. So she was ordered to make it.
Mm, you want to copy the niggas, you just don't want to be niggas.
Mm-hmm.
because you can't outdo him.
Crowd grilled Senate Dem for voting to confirm Trump's CIA pick. When Pompeo tortures, we'll be back, they said. So yeah, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's town hall meeting on Sunday evening had thousands of people show up protesting, and they questioned his decision to vote in favor of President Donald Trump's CIA chief. Whitehouse, along with 13 other Democrats, voted last Monday to confirm Trump's CIA chief Mike Pompeo, who has promised to aggressively crack down on whistleblowers' rights and support widespread NSA surveillance. Pompeo has also spoken in favor of the CIA's torture program. The senators,
Now it's gonna be interesting, all these veterans that voted and all the people that are actually active duty all around the world, people gonna make note of this, you know. Wasn't it while Obama was giving one of his speeches to the country, they was negotiating getting people free, and they, like, I think they said they got them free in like the shortest amount of time. Yeah, people, what's gonna start happening? They're gonna stop killing soldiers and shipping them back, because they're gonna be like, fuck you, Trump. I mean, because they're like, y'all torturing people, dog. Like, the whole point is we trying to keep peace, and you're like, you're trying to do everything opposite of peace.
So yeah, Senator Sunday town hall meeting held in Providence Middle School auditorium, which reached capacity, leaving an overflow of people who to chant outside. They called for White House to come outside so he could address the group directly. You are entitled to an explanation of why I voted for some of the defense nominees, and I will concede right off the bat that I may have been wrong, he told the crowd. White House did eventually make his way outside when he addressed a large group of people with a megaphone. He was greeted by a crowd that chanted, "Just say no," and obstruct. You know one thing we're never gonna know? How many of these people could have also been hacked by Russia and shit? Like, when you see people doing things that just don't seem to make sense, they just, I don't want to be an obstructionist. I'm going to vote for some, we'll never be able to safely know that again. You know, like, there's no time where you can really put faith in our political system again. Because if people can be hacked and blackmailed from another country, who's to say where it stops, especially since no one really seems to give a fuck as long as they get their way, right? Anyway, why did I vote for Pompeo? White House asked as people shouted. Torture is a crime, he continued. I think that there are a lot of you who may disagree with me on this, and I appreciate it. Sometimes I feel pretty confident. Sometimes you have to make a judgment call. He was a Rubio guy. Sometimes you need to be in a position to say no if something really, really significant happens, he said. As someone shouted over him, "You supported a torturer." The crowd wasn't pleased with his response, calling on White House to block all future appointments. They called on him to oppose Trump's education secretary pick, Betsy DeVos, who I believe was confirmed today.
She was, and Lord knows, she getting ready to fuck the public education system fucking over. It, like, I can't even imagine what's getting ready to happen. We're already low. It's getting ready to go even lower. They're getting ready to rewrite shit. They're getting ready to erase shit. She's getting ready to defund shit. It's going to be really interesting. I hope a lot of parents, well, your baby's almost graduated, you're like, come on, let's get up out of here. And for people, your child's already graduated, be thankful, because it's going to be interesting for parents in the future. I'm sorry, because it just made me mad.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
You put somebody over the Department of Education who has never, ever attended a fucking public school in her life. Her, nor her family, nor her children. She was about charter schools. And the thing about, and I've always been like this, I'm against charter schools, because the thing about charter schools, in my opinion, is just another form of segregation. People get in these neighborhood schools, in my opinion, it's another form of segregation. You know, people fought and died to have people bust purposely and strategically so that people can intermingle with people outside their race. We're getting ready to go back where you're going to have all white schools, all black schools, you know, and it's getting ready to be a big divide. And the thing about it is that our generation never had to really deal with that, because ever since I was in school, it's always been mixed. I've never been at a school, even college, which was blacker, but I've never been through my public education where I was not around people of multiple races. And I think you're going to have a generation that's getting ready to grow up, almost back to the, you know, the 40s and 50s where all the black kids go here, all the white kids go here, you know, because every time they talk about busing and shit like that, particularly it's a lot of times it's the bus, a lot of the upper class children to more impoverished areas and some of the more impoverished children to everybody has a fucking fit. They do it here in Charlotte. They do it. Everybody just gets in the fucking uproar, because everybody thinks that their child is fucking extra special. But the thing is, the public school, they're here to educate your kid. And a part of education is getting to know people outside of your circle of people that don't look like you. I think, in my opinion, it will cause a problem, you know, in the future, because you're going to have a generation of children who don't really interact with nothing outside of themselves.
Yeah, I don't know enough details on the charter school stuff to really say how it would shake out. I know the school voucher thing is something that's typically proposed by Republicans and shit to get their kids in the charter schools. I don't know how that would be rigged so that only white people would get it, or how the school would become racially divided to where only white kids go to the charter school or whatever. Things I've heard is that it's not feasible because of the number situation. Like, a lot of charter schools work because you have smaller classrooms, mm-hmm. sizes, and you have more teacher interaction, and it's just not a feasible, workable solution for every child. So you're going to end up with, you know, still having school overcrowding, still having schools where, you know, the classroom size is too big for students to get in any level of individual attention. I've heard that. I hadn't heard the racial element of it. I'm not saying it's not true. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I just hadn't heard it. So I'm not, that's the only reason I didn't really have nothing to add on that part. But, I mean, I do feel like there's always been a push to keep to get back to segregation. The thing for me that sounds more segregation-y isn't charter schools or those vouchers or any of that shit. It's the fucking neighborhood schools. Cause it makes it sound, neighborhood school sounds nice. It sounds like something you would like. Oh, cool. My kid doesn't have to travel far to go to school. But with neighborhoods being so segregated and white flight being such a real problem, and resources tend to follow white students, that's what I worry about. Because people will promote neighborhood schools and people get, you know, excited about the idea of like, oh, my kid doesn't have to travel far. It's our own community and it's all that shit, but then it's like, yeah, but then when it comes time to allotting resources, somehow you always catch the short end of the stick over and over and over to the black neighborhoods, and the white neighborhoods get the best of the best shit. That's when it gets kind of scary, you know?
Right. Like I said, I've always been against neighborhood schools. Like, I'm like, nope, I'm sorry. I know it's inconvenient for parents and shit, but I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, to be honest, I don't really give a fuck that much about the segregation issue of having to have all kinds of people in your school or not. I care about the resources. People should have equal resources wherever they go to school. True. Period. And since we know that's not going to happen unless you have white kids around, that's essentially why you got to have it. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny. Segregation to a large extent could have worked if you just gave everybody the same shit.
Right.
But that's not how society is gonna work. You know, racism is fucked up. It's even in the allotment of how they portioned out racism, it was like, well, don't give the niggas a nicer water fountain than me. You know, right. It's like, well, your whole thing is you don't want them over here. Why the fuck would you care what kind of water? It's not I don't want you over here. It's I have to see you doing worse than me. That's the only way I can feel comfortable in my whiteness is when I look across the street and see your building. I go, ooh, it's dilapidated. When I see your textbook, I go, cool. Those are textbooks from 5 years ago. I need to know I'm doing better than you at all time. And that's a poison and a sickness that has continued to plague this country and will never stop. So that's the shit I worry about, because I don't really care about, you know, if a school is a neighborhood school and it's got a majority black kids in it, that's fine. But are they getting the fucking money that they need to educate those kids? Are they getting the teachers they need to educate those kids? That's the shit that should matter.
Right. And that's going to be a problem. That's why I have a big issue with her, because you're going to have her slicing teacher pay. You're going to have her where they can't hire enough teachers. Like, it's getting ready to be a problem just flat across the board. And it's going to be interesting to see what the next, because, you know, when shit like this happen, the problems that causes don't happen overnight. and they're not gonna be corrected overnight, and we might not see for another 5 to 10 years whatever she's her implication of things.
We won't
see the outcome.
It's gonna affect kids for generations. Well,
right,
possibly.
And we may never even recover from the bullshit that she's getting ready to go forward with.
Priest tells anti-Trump protesters to commit suicide. In the name of the Lord, huh? Is that something that isn't suicide like a mortal sin or something? The only mortal sin or some shit? Like you can't be forgiven for it? Something like that? Because you can't never ask for forgiveness. Come on, man. A pastor of a largely immigrant Catholic church in Queens has a suggestion for the anti-Trump parishioners: go take a flying leap off the nearest building, and then I'm gonna get back to touching these little boys. Show your hate for Trump, do it for social justice. Hashtag jump against Trump read a meme posted by Reverend Philip Pizzo just hours after he celebrated Sunday Mass. The message included an illustration of a man jumping from a skyscraper. The conservative priest who oversees St. Benedict Joseph Library Roman Church, Catholic Church in Richmond Hill, previously posted a photo of President Obama with the words, "He's not my president," and another snapshot of Hillary Clinton titled "Ugly Face" in Italian, along with "Happy Halloween." 67.
At least he was happy about Halloween.
And he said he just thought it was, the meme was funny.
And racist.
And racist? How is it racist?
He thought the meme was funny.
Mm-hmm. How is it racist, though?
Oh, the one about Hillary Clinton?
No, the one about jumping against Trump. That's the one they're talking about. If you protesting Trump, you might as well jump from the top of a building.
Yeah.
How is it racist? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because you're basically saying people that are protesting Trump, mm-hmm, you're protesting everything that he stands for. So if you're protesting everything that Trump stands for, I'm you know, maybe it's my bias, I'm assuming that you're for racism, because that's all Trump stood for, was fucking racism. So it's racist. You're telling them, if you care about black people, Native Americans, Jews, LGBTQ, if you have any concern about these minority groups, I want you to jump. So I don't have to worry about you. I don't have to hear about your issues because you're dead. I don't have to hear about this all lives matter, but you know, maybe not all like black lives matter bullshit, because you know, he's about all lives matter and blue lives matter. That's my assumption. So yes, it's 100% racist to me.
All right. That's a good explanation. I think it's racist too. Mm-hmm. Some parishioners were outraged. Suicide's not funny, plain and simple, said Carlos Coburn, a person that sat through them first two memes, didn't have a problem. He said he once sought counseling from Pizzo, and because he was struggling with thoughts about killing himself. He was like, "Well, are you voting for Trump?" "Yes." "Oh, well, then say 3 Hail Marys and you'll be fine." Mm-hmm. "Boy, I'm glad you didn't say how y'all see it. I didn't want to know what I was going to tell you to do." "It's disturbing for someone in my situation," Coburn said. "I know this man. He baptized me, and I don't want to go back to his church." Another person said, "Pizzo normally posts about supporting Trump, but this is just taking it too far." Yeah, a lot of y'all got a lot of tolerance for this shit. I always notice that whenever I get ready to delete somebody or block somebody on Facebook that says some crazy shit, and I'm like, wait, all y'all niggas friends with this person? Y'all have a lot of tolerance for bullshit. You gotta protect your mental health, man. Get these races out your life.
You better.
Anyway, that's y'all's man, is my point.
That's y'all man.
And that was a Latino dude. But you know.
That's still y'all man.
That's some of y'all's mans too. Alright, let's get to the lighter, whiter, happier news. Bethany Frankel's ex Jason Hoppy arrested for stalking Real Housewives star after sending abusive emails and threatening to destroy the reality star in confrontation at daughter's school. Bethany Frankel endured years of mental and psychological abuse at the hands of her ex, Jason Hoppy, before she filed a police complaint when he left her fearing for her life, according to the reality star lawyer. Hoppy was arrested at his Manhattan apartment shortly after noon on Friday, just 4 hours after Franco claims her ex-husband rushed at her and her new boyfriend, Dennis Shields, after they had dropped off Hoppy and Franco's daughter, Bryn, at the school and began to scream at the pair. "There's nothing you can do to stop me. You'll be sorry. You've been warned. I can't help it," Hoppy told Franco, according to a complaint. He then told Shields that the Real Housewife of New York star was pure evil before adding, "You've been warned. Don't say I didn't warn you." Prior to that, Hoppy had sent over 150 emails in less than 3 months to Franco. This after he called her complaints that he was harassing her comical and told her, "I'll never go away." He's now charged with harassment in the second degree and stalking in the fourth degree. And the NYPD spokesman told the DailyMail.com for contacting a female victim numerous times via email and FaceTime, as well as approaching her and making verbal threats.
So they got degrees of stalking?
Yes, of course they do. Mm-hmm. They have degrees of every crime. Franco was also granted a 6-month restraining order on Saturday, which prohibits Hoppy from speaking with her on the unnamed third party involved in the incident on Friday, who is likely Shields. Hoppy's attorney, Robert C. Gottlieb, responded to the charges against his client by telling the DailyMail.com, "We look forward to having all the evidence and the truth exposed in the courtroom." Mr. Franco's decision to report, Mrs. Franco's decision to report Mr. Hoppy's abusive, Mr. Hoppy sounds like a fucking bunny rabbit pet. You want to play with Mr. Hoppy? A crazy abusive boy, a bunny rabbit.
I know.
Anyway, Mr. Hoppy's abusive behavior followed years of systemic bullying, harassment, stalking, and torment on almost a daily basis, said Zone. Indeed, Mr. Hoppy has sent hundreds of escalating texts and emails to Ms. Franco, her assistants, and her boyfriend, demanding that she meet with Mr. Hoppy unnecessarily, stating that, "I'll never go away, and you left me no choice but to go extreme," claiming that her definition of harassing is comical and that he will continue to communicate with her as he sees fit, requesting copies of her life insurance policy, and telling her that, "I'll pray for you." Well, that one's just, I mean, he's being nice, right? He went on to state, "These acts of mental and psychological abuse or domestic violence, pure and simple, no woman, celebrity or not, deserves to have their allegations of abuse taken lightly. And we are grateful to NYPD for their immediate action to protect Ms. Frankel." So, yep. That's what's going on in these white folks' world, guys.
Yeah,
Bethany Frankel's catching it. What travel ban? The Obamas visit neighboring island with billionaire host Richard Branson during second week of holiday on his private Necker Island. N-E-C-K-E-R Island. Yeah, that's okay. At any rate, the Obamas are 8 days into the tropical holiday in the British Virgin Islands, and today they made it off with billionaire host Richard Branson. The Obamas, who traveled for a long weekend in Palm Springs to the islands on Branson's private jet last Monday, was spotted on a neighboring British Virgin Island Tuesday, enjoying lunch in photos obtained by the DailyMail.com. The pair are believed to be staying at one of Branson's private islands. He owns both Necker and the recently opened Echo Escort Mosquito Island. Not mosquito, but M-O-S-K-I-T-O. Yesterday, the former president released a statement through a spokesperson rather than through his Twitter account in response to Trump's travel ban. That seemed a million miles away, as the former president, outfitted in a black Nike sports shirt, hat, and his favorite Oliver Peoples sunglasses, enjoyed lunch for four. President Obama is heartened by the level of engagement taking place. Oh, that's the statement.
That's y'all problem.
But there were no statements Tuesday as they enjoyed the sunshine.
On vacation.
I gotta show y'all these pictures, guys. I don't know why, man. This shit brought the biggest fucking smile to my face. Seeing the Obamas on vacation, I don't know why.
They
it was just like, man, fuck everybody. Y'all earned that shit.
They took some of the least amount of vacations compared to other presidents.
Go out here and hang out with these rich billionaires, white people, let them pay for everything, man. Y'all did a lot. That's them at lunch. With his hat and the shades on with Richard Branson. That's him putting the hat on to the back like my dad does.
I old man wear.
There go Michelle's back hanging out. I don't know what that part was. That's not
getting
dumb.
All the tans.
They go walking around. They took they put pictures with the BVI immigration officers. Mm-hmm. No, that was shade. That's the plane. Then for some reason they included this picture of Michelle just side eyeing the fuck out of the inauguration.
Her face is out of best.
It really is. So yeah, that's what they up to. Good for them.
Yeah, that's one thing about black women. We might not say a word, but you can look at our faces and you be like, she ain't too pleased.
Anne Hathaway looks chic in a trench coat and baseball cap, and she carries flowers around the Big Apple.
Nah, I think I know. Yeah, I know who Anne Hathaway is. Mm-hmm. She was in the Batman movie, right?
The Catwoman.
Yes.
She looked elegantly chic as she made her way through New York City on Monday. The Alice Through the Looking Glass actress wore an all-black ensemble but added a dark beige trench coat to her look.
And then she do the Les Miserables.
Les Miserables, yep.
Okay.
She also added a pair of, I'm sorry, that's French. Les Miserables! That's how you say it.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm country, so who knows how it sound with me.
Wee wee. She also added a pair of... she also added a pair of leather riding boots and a dark green foam baseball cap. The Devil Wears Prada actress was spotted wearing a bouquet of flowers whilst exploring the city. Carried a bouquet, I'm sorry. She accessorized with a pair of large sunglasses. She opted to go makeup free for the day. What?
Now makeup free?
Girl. You out here.
You ain't putting no blush on or nothing. Out here naked.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, though. I ain't mad at you.
Me either.
Sometimes you gotta get out there.
Okay, now back to the steak and the table.
Mm-hmm. And her hat had a deer on it.
Oh, shit now.
Mm-hmm. Y'all wanna see it?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wanna see what her hat looked like? And like a Bambi deer, too. Like, it was a full deer. Like, it wasn't like John Deere. It was a hat with a big-ass deer on the front. I don't know what Team Net logo is. Team Deer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, earlier in the day, she returned to Instagram after a lengthy break from social media to speak out about a newly minted immigration restrictions. She shared a screen cap of a New York Times article about Syrian refugees along with a well thought out caption that read, America is great when she is allowed to be herself, a country powerful enough to accept and absorb those whose lives have been broken by circumstances beyond their control, a beacon of hope in a world ravaged by war, sorrow, and destruction, all while she keeps her own citizens safe. The actress continued to say, my prayers go straight to the heart of the fearful. I'm sorry you are scared. We must continue to stand together with love before encouraging followers to donate to the ACLU as well as Doctors Without Borders. Gone, Anne Hathaway. The in-demand actress is currently working in a few projects. She is set to star in a comedy alongside Rebel Wilson called Nasty Women. Oh, she is riding this thing on out.
I don't blame her. I like that coat she had on.
It's a remake of the 1988 comedy Dirty Rotten Scoundrels where two con artists engage in a loser leaves town contest. Live Fast, Die Hot is another film the brunette beauty will be a part of. It follows the life of an eccentric New Yorker and how things drastically change her when she becomes a mother. So she's also going to be in the new Ocean's 8, I think. So there you guys go. Go ahead, Anne Hathaway. You do your thing. Do your thing, Anne Hathaway. Don't let these motherfuckers stop you.
Mm-mm.
Let's see what else happened. Oh, fans slam Bella Thorne over a rumored romance with controversial YouTuber and alleged sexual abuser Sam Pepper after actress appears in romantic snap posted on social media.
I don't know who either one of these people are.
Well, we talk about Bella Thorne a lot.
Oh, okay.
Actress Bella Thorne Love Life has had fans on the edge of their seat for the last few months. And now the Shake It Up star is ruffling feathers once again after appearing to confirm a romance with controversial YouTuber Sam Pepper, who was accused by several women of sexual assault a year ago.
Shit.
Sam, who denied the multiple allegations, also became famously reviled by pretending to murder another internet star in front of a friend as a cruel prank. That's the kind of guy he is, Karen. Bella 19, who was initially linked to 27-year-old Sam after she appeared in one of his posts on Snapchat. The image shows her standing in front of a mirror that has "You So Pretty" written on it in lipstick, with Sam having written "True" on the snap in another image. The pair appear to be holding hands in a bed. Bella also commented on one of Sam's Instagram posts showing him leaning up against a blue brick wall. "My walls are dope," she wrote, suggesting that the photo was taken at her home. She then added, "You cool too." Yep. Fans spotted the snaps and posted them.
Well, I said, "I'm old. You cool too."
Fans spotted the snaps and posted them on Twitter, and it quickly spread, leading to many fans coming out to blast Bella for associating with Sam. In addition to having to deny multiple accusations of sexual assault last year, Sam has come under criticism for offensive prank videos. And one clip that preceded the women coming forward with stories of sexual assault, he walked up to women in the street under the pretense of asking for directions before grabbing their rears. Mm-hmm. When hearing the news of Bella, yeah, well, you know, I'm sure all the rape stuff is false since he's out here grabbing, you know, women that he don't know. Yeah. When hearing the news of Bella's possible new romance, one Twitter user said, "Bella Thorne and Lowe's is, I'm a feminist. Ha ha, yeah, girl power, Bella Thorne, date Sam Pepper." Follow Bella Thorne on Twitter, then realized she was dating Sam Pepper and unfollow ASAP and threw up a little, wrote another. One user tweeted to the actress writing, "Blink three times if Sam Pepper is holding you hostage." But this is far from the beginning of Bella's public relationship drama. The teen recently came under fire when it seemed she was involved in a love triangle. The former Disney starlet, who has 14.7 million followers on Instagram, said she's been cyberbullied after she split from Tyler Posey, 25, and immediately was photographed with Charlie Puth. Oh yeah, we remember that. Remember that, Karen? Mm-mm. Taylor and Charlie was, no? She strongly denied that, of course. Bella said her followers thought wrongly that she cheated on the Teen Wolf star Tyler, whom she dated after she ended it, after the end in August of her year long romance with actor Greg Sulkin, with singer Poof 25. "I was getting death threats for a hot minute because they thought I had cheated on my ex, which is a total lie," she told People magazine. "When I woke up that morning, it fucking sucks," she says. "It doesn't feel good to think everybody in the world just thinks you're an absolutely disgusting person. And just because I'm somebody where people know my name, it's so much worse for me." She dated Tyler from September until early December, followed by a short romance with Charlie. Mm. The Shake It Up actress, damn, she only got one thing? I said that twice.
I ain't never seen Shake It Up.
The Shake It Up actress explained
that Shake It Up.
I don't know, Cam.
Okay.
The Shake It Up actress explained that she's been deeply affected by the negative backlash she received. "People take social media as such a big thing, and they all think they know what they're talking about," she said. "And they think they know your life, and they get their friends to trash you, and they get all these people to hate on you and call you whatever names in the book. It's kind of like one person says it, and then everybody jumps on it." Thank you, Bella, for breaking it down so we can know what it's like to be famous, you know, and
I ain't even mad.
Everybody hates you.
Mm-mm. Do your thing.
All right, guys, let's do some guess the race here.
Now, I do have a problem with a fuck ass boyfriend, but she good.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen in the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, Karen in the chat room are racist. And today's Guess the Race is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out GetBevel.com slash TBGWT. That's GetBevel.com/TBGWT. I shaved with it today, man, before I went and played ball. And you know what? Felt great. Feel refreshed. Come in. Somebody even said when I walked in, they said, "Man, you just shaved?" And I said, "Yes, I did." Because they could tell. So I was looking fresh. And that's how you need to be, guys. All right. Valentine's Day is upon us. It's coming soon. You got to go to Adam and Eve. Then you got to go get that bevel. So you can be looking sharp that night. GetBevel.com/TBGWT. Get your first month free. All right. A father was sentenced for an attack on a teen who propositioned a daughter on a cruise ship. An Ohio man is sentenced to 2 years in prison Friday after pleading no contest to participating in an attack on a teenage boy who made lewd comments to his daughter and the Royal Caribbean cruise ship. Jason Lawson, 33, was charged with child abuse and false imprisonment for refusing to let the boy leave the library of the Independence of the Seas cruise ship on August 16, 2015. Lawson's brother-in-law, Arturo Martinez, we're only guessing the father. I don't have a picture of Arturo. Okay. Had overheard the boy offering Lawson's daughter a keychain for her virginity. Prosecutors said Lawson did nothing as Martinez, 31, simulated a sex act on the boy after forcing him to pull down his pants. Jesus. Lawson apologized repeatedly on Monday, telling Broward Circuit Judge Dennis Bailey that he was embarrassed by his conduct and his failure to stop the attack as it unfolded in front of him. So, okay, yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm so sorry, he said, apologizing at least 7 times over the course of a statement that lasts about 3 minutes. I didn't mean any harm. This was not me. Lawson described himself as a basketball and football coach with a reputation for helping teenagers. He worried about losing his job, being able to provide for his wife and 4 children. But Bailey rejected pleas for leniency, noticed that something Lawson did not say. Remorse should be focused on the victim. This was not in your statement at all, Bailey said.
God damn, I'm glad somebody knows what a goddamn apology is.
Prosecutor Paddle Flazian said Lawson was largely responsible for the attack because he was the person best poised to stop it from escalating. Instead, he stood there and looked out for his brother-in-law. Lawson's prison term will be followed by 5 years of probation, during which he will not be allowed to coach children under the age of 18. Martinez has pleaded not guilty to the charge against him. His court date is scheduled April 6th. So, yeah, what happened was they overheard the boy, like, propositioning his daughter. And so once they heard that, they were like, hey, don't you talk to my daughter. And they made the boy apologize. Later on the ship, they saw the boy in the library by himself. And that was when they cornered the boy, threw him up against a wall, made him take his pants down. Martinez took his pants down and then put the boy's head by his dick and made it act like he was going to suck his dick or something. All to quote unquote teach him a lesson. Mm-mm. Yeah, so of course, you know, jail niggas. All right, Karen, guess the race.
What was the dad's name again?
His name is Jason Lawson.
White.
Karen's going with white. All right, guys. Let me get y'all's guesses in the chat room. White, black fathers aren't taking their kids on the cruise. White. Says Corey, be black. let's see what else we got. White with an H up front. That teenager had no business being on the Tom Joyner cruise anyway. Oh, AC. So I guess that's black. EVE says, when will white people end this white on white crime? White. Can coach black kids to score on the field, not off white? Barron Trump, short bus white. Jason Lawless is more like it white. Shaming others and never feeling shame yourself white. The correct answer is, and all y'all, a whole lot of y'all guess white, and y'all are all wrong. A couple of y'all said black and got it right. I think it was HC.
Oh, he very black.
Yeah, he had dreads and everything. You sons of guns. How did y'all miss this one? It's right in your face. But you didn't want to accept it.
I didn't draw a picture.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next one. Maybe you guys can get this one right. Shocking footage shows a man assault a bishop during Saturday mass in New Jersey. A church go up, maybe the bishop told him to jump off a building.
Maybe
that's what happened. He's like, oh, you want me to jump off a building? Is that what we doing? Also kill myself? Okay.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Catch me in the congregation. How about that? This is one of the most shocking church going. A churchgoer punched a Catholic bishop in the face during a memorial mass for a baseball star in New Jersey. A memorial mass? Does that mean it's like a funeral?
I'm assuming so.
Charles E. Miller, 48, stands accused of aggravated assault for punching the auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Newark, Reverend Manuel A. Cruz. Footage of the Saturday attack shows Miller approach the altar and punch Cruz, who staggers backwards. It happened during a mass to remember the life of baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente, who died in a plane crash in 1972. What? Why are y'all doing this? And what? Is this a normal thing?
I don't know.
How many times you got buried, nigga? Cruz was taken to the hospital where he was treated for non-serious injuries. He spoke to a congregation on Sunday and assured churchgoers that he's doing fine. Miller had previously been arrested in 2012 for threatening a law enforcement officer while resisting arrest. That's really a non-charge. Prosecutors have filed a motion to detain him pre-trial through the Bail Reform and Speed Trial Act, by which a defendant can be held if it is believed he poses a community risk or may miss his court date. Guess the race of Mr. Charles E. Miller, Karen. Karen's going with black. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Charles E. Miller ill. Let me catch some Welch's in that cup rather than ripple black. White. Father, catch these hands white. Oh no. Father, catch these hands. Oh, that's so good. White. American black folks don't care about baseball white. Oh damn. Aww. Corey V. Black, that's so racist. Like everybody's kind of scared to guess this time. I guess y'all learned your lesson last time. Is that what happened? White, says EVE. All right, a lot of people going white. Karen, where'd you go? Black.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And many of you missed it. Catch me in pew, how about that?
Oh.
Yeah.
You sure you hit the right person?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. Maybe he was aiming for somebody else.
Yeah, the priest happened to just catch it by accident.
Yeah, it looked kind of lazy to me.
Mm-hmm, real lazy.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta get focused.
That might be hard to do.
Yeah.
Looking in two directions.
Just drifting off.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I went black because they was like, the nigga might run, so no.
Mm. And he got arrested for resisting arrest, which is like some black shit.
Come on.
All right. Bonus round, Karen. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, the race, and the bonus round to guess the race so far. Karen is 1-1, as is most of the chat room. Mm-hmm. But let's see if you guys can make up for your miss in the bonus round. All right. Daniel Harrington hit a huge hole inside his body before being jailed. A convicted man hid two mobile phones and a charger in his bottom to curry favor with other prisoners. Well, that puts a new definition to butt dialing. Not that much. Daniel Harrington, 25, was jailed in the autumn after breaking a non-molestation order from his parents when they were told he wanted nothing to do with them. But in anticipation of being sent to prison, he decided to try and smuggle his two mobile phones, a charging cable, herbal medicines, and a SIM card into prison.
Oh, how big did he think this extended bag was?
What do you mean?
I mean, he used it like a purse. How big did he think the bag was?
It was his butt.
Right, which don't have a lot of space. I'm saying, how big did he think it was?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, he got it in there. Philip Evans, prosecutor, said Harrington was expected to be in prison when he arrived at Hull Magistrates Court in October. He was later to tell police that he was off his face with Valium during his experience in the magistrates. However, he was sufficiently composed mentis to negotiate a plea prior to being dealt with. Harrington also had the presence of mind to conceal two mobile phones, a charger cable, and a SIM card in his anus. So it was that while he was being sentenced for one crime, he was actively handling the execution of his next offense. Prison officers discovered the concealed mobile phones and charger when he was taken to HMP Hull following his magistrate's court appearance, but missed the SIM card. That's explainable. I mean, a SIM card is much smaller. Harrington of Sykes Street City Center was also able to smuggle the card in again when he was later transferred to HMP Humber. It was put to more sinister purposes. It fell into the hands of a person named Adam Windass. Ha! Adam Windass? What? What is going on here? Who used the SIM card to activate another mobile phone. Windass has admitted, right?
Somebody else got the next phone. Adam Buttcheek. What's happening right here?
This dude was phone ass. The other dude was Windass. Windass has admitted before court that this phone was to be used to threaten to blow up his former partner's house, make her drown, chop her mother up, and inform her she would never be free of him. Paul Norton, defendant, said Harrington knew he was going to be in prison when he decided to hide the phones, although his own recollection of what happened is cloudy by a very large quantity of Valium. It is very likely that it was due to anxiety, naivety, and to curry favors with other prisoners that when he got there. Judge Simon Jack jailed Harrington for 18 months for conveying prohibited items into prison. He told Harrington smuggling the items into his bottom did not happen by accident. I just sat on my phone. You never sat on your phone? These are always serious offenses because prison system is intended to punish. It is not intended that prisoners should have the comforts of home, he said. It is not intended they should be able to communicate readily and freely with the outside world. What you did undermines that part of the prison system, is because of that courts have to take serious action. Karen, guess the race.
What's his name again?
His name is Daniel Harrington.
I'm gonna go black.
Karen's gonna go black. Well, let's see what they think in the chat room. Cause I'm sure he was trying to make a booty call. All right. Chat room. What do you think? Samsung stuffer white. I'm going white. The whitest had the phone service in his name white. Ha! The dookie crumbs were brown, but the butt it came from was white. I'm still in shock from the first one, but I'm going white again. Ghost in a blizzard. Everybody going white except Karen, who's going black. And Karen, for all the coins,
okay,
you are absolutely wrong. Some of you did get it right. All of y'all did. Okay.
Yeah, you got a miniature haircut and everything. You real white.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you ready to get out of here with some sword ratchetness?
Yes.
All right. Tell her to do that. A man used a samurai sword on a couple and then went to go visit his some friends.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slice and dash.
Slicing something. Slice and chill. Sword and chill. Authorities have arrested a man accused of stabbing a couple with a samurai sword, then visiting a neighbor on Daniel Allen with the weapon in hand.
Holy shit.
Still had the weapon in hand. What kind of shit is that? Oh, man, just hanging out with this bloody sword, man. What's up with you, dog? Everything cool?
Yeah, nah, you can't come up in here.
I just want to hang out for a bit.
Nope, can't hang out with me.
Just put my bloody sword down on your couch.
Nope.
A new picture in the last hour, the man accused of attacking a woman with a katana-like sword last month, John Juba, was arrested today. He's facing assault and battery charges. It happened December 5th at a home on Berkshire Drive on Daniel Allen. According to a report, the woman...
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with this news report? No, I'll just read it. God damn it. So yeah, detectives with the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office and members of the U.S. Marshal Task Force located and arrested 27-year-old John Michael Juba at a home on the Isle of Palms on Wednesday. They say he's from Wilmington, North Carolina. He's being sought on an active arrest warrant for assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature. His arrest stems from an incident December 5th. Investigators say a woman and her husband visited the home to purchase items that were listed on OfferUp app where the suspect attacked the couple. So he just lured them there to attack him, I guess. Sometime later, a neighbor reported that a man was holding a samurai sword dripping with blood and knocked on his door. A female victim spoke to the deputies following the incident and said the seller of the merchandise was accompanied by the suspect who was sitting in the corner of a room playing with a samurai sword. So wait, the other person was selling the merchandise and then he attacked the people coming to buy for some reason? The female victim spoke to deputies following the incident and said the seller of the merchandise was accompanied by the suspect. Okay, so yeah. He showed up with the person that was selling the merchandise and had a sword and attacked them. Stated at one point a loud altercation began inside the home and she attempted to run out. A report states that she was leaving. She felt a searing pain in her back thigh and realized she had been stabbed. The woman said she ran for a car and fled the scene. Deputies say they saw blood on the victim's left hand and her leg had been bandaged up by medical crews.
Oh.
The seller told deputies that the victim and a male subject arrived at his home to purchase items that were listed on the OfferUp phone app. According to the seller, when the male subject went to pick something up off the floor, the suspect charged the subject and stabbed him in the abdomen with the sword. The seller said the female victim began to flee towards the door and the suspect stabbed her in the rear of her thigh with the sword. After deputies spoke to the female victim, he received information regarding a suspicious man knocking on the front door of a home on Ashmont Drive. The caller stated a male subject was on his front porch playing with carrying a sword and was dripping blood and he was smoking a cigar. According to the caller, the suspect was asking him if he could go to his back porch and use drugs. The caller reported that he immediately shut the door and called police. The deputies then received a call from the victim saying he was received a call from an unknown number and told the suspect's name was John Michael. When deputies responded to the Ashmont Drive home, they located a partially smoked cigar and a fully smoked cigar. Authorities reported a noticeable amount of blood on the front porch. A report states that the blood appeared to be fresh, leading deputies to believe it could come from an injury from the suspect. Dispatch officials received a report at 8:15 p.m. from a man who reported that he and his wife had been stabbed at a home on Berkshire Drive. The report states that the man originally said his name was James and later changed his name to Corey. That is a sketchy ass story. What the fuck were they buying? And y'all have to see this dude, okay? Like, you show up to buy anything in a remote location and this motherfucker show up with a sword, it's almost like you stabbing yourself, okay? Hate to blame the victim.
Oh!
But when you see this motherfucker, it's like, oh, okay. That's a self-stabbing.
What's happening with the top of that head?
Right? Like one of the Three Stooges. Like, you just showed up with the sword ready to fight.
Supercuts didn't do a great job that day.
Mm-hmm.
They fucked the top of your head, baby, and was like, oh, fuck, we just calm it over?
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow our guest will be our girl Joy. So you may know her from I know she's hosted a podcast for Black Girls Nerds. I know she's been on the Movie Trailer Reviews podcast network. It'll be her first time on our show, so we're looking forward to that. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Mwah.